the 2 points, what this means for the team, at least, mentally?
Yeah, huge. I mean, we know we have to keep winning games, and pretty much win every game on this road trip here. Great start to battle back from a 2-1 deficit in the third, and winning a shootout, that's huge for this club.
How was Earl's goal? The bench seemed rather pleased to see that one.
Yeah, it's been a while, and you can tell right away when he scores. Like he got that extra jump in his stride, and tries to make plays. It's confidence is a funny thing. It's you need a bounce here and there and a goal, and all of a sudden it takes off. And I think you're gonna see a different Alex Burrows on the stretcher.
Nice to get the win in your 1,000th game too.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. I mean, such a great mood afterwards, and now we can relax here tomorrow and prepare for the next game with a smile on our faces. And that hasn't been the case for a long time.
Was it hard to believe how long he had gone without scoring a goal?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's the story of this team this year. It's it's tough to believe a lot of guys going this long without scoring. And it's I think when you look back at it, I mean, you might have some answers why it happened. And but we got to look forward. It's we got some important games coming up. And like I said, I think we're going to see a different Burris down the stretch.
What about playing with Jensen tonight? Seem to have some little chemistry there.
Yeah, I know he's going to be a good player, a very good player. I mean, you can tell he's taking a huge step this year. I mean, just what a difference from when he came up last year and played. He's big, he's strong. He's not afraid to make plays. So he's going to be a very good player.
He took some bad penalties, or he's taken some penalties already just in these couple of games. Did you talk to him, or did anyone, you think?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I think that's the one thing, being a young player, where there's going to be mishaps, and he's going to continue doing those. That's part of it. But we got to take his the way he plays, how hard he battles, and we got to kill those offs. I mean, if that's a veteran player taking those penalties, it's tougher. But when it does it, it's one of those things where we need him to learn quickly here, because we got a lot of big games. But again, that's going to happen.
How difficult do you think it was for Alex? I mean, Alex wants to win so bad and wants to perform and is so competitive. How difficult do you think it was for him to? I mean, there's so many chances he just missed, and to go that long without scoring and have that donut hang over.
Yeah, of course that's tough. I mean, that's we have a lot of guys in here that cares extremely much about this team and the teammates, and that's. I've said it before. I think it's a lot of times it's easier when you're if you're on a team where you don't really care. I mean, you go out there, you make plays, you make mistakes, but you might score some goals here and there. But I mean, on this team, we played together for a long time, and he cares about his teammates, and it wears on you when you're losing. I mean, that's not only him; it's a lot of guys here, and it's tough to stay upbeat when you play with such good friends and teammates, and you just keep not scoring and you keep losing, and it's tough. So like I said, I think you're going to see a totally different Alex here going forward.
What about the team in general? Now there are a lot of questions after that loss, and so many losses that you guys didn't care anymore, or didn't care about this regime that was coaching you, or any of this kind of stuff. Do you think maybe with the effort tonight you answered a bit of that?
Well, I can answer for the team, and I mean, this we love playing for these coaches. That's the bottom line. I mean, they put in a system where we know we can win each and every game. But what's been missing this year so far has been us making mistakes, and it's cost us each and every night. And I think it's when you play a system like this, where when you have a team that we know it's not going to score as many goals as before. That's I mean, we all knew that. It's you have to, and that's been a different from before, where we have been a team where we can make mistakes. We can do some turnovers. It's not going to cost us in the end of the game. But if you're going to be in a lot of these games and you keep making those mistakes, you're going to see us lose most of those tight games. And that's, I think, been our biggest problem.
Mike said today, like, everyone's underperformed this season from top to bottom. Is that? Like, why is that? Do you have any understanding of why that happened, or is there just so many different reasons?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons, but again, we're looking forward to a playoff push here. But it's it's not like we've been terrible all year. That's the thing that that you go back and you think about. I mean, after 45 games, I mean, we were 7th or 8th in the league in the overall standing. I mean, we were still in 7th in our conference, but we took some had some big wins, some great runs, put together nine wins in a row in December, and all of a sudden we started playing maybe too defensively, and we stopped making plays when we had the chance, and it's one of the things to go back in. But again, I think we've shown that we have a good team and a good enough team to win here, and that's where we are right now.
And you know, like, obviously every game counts. You almost can't lose.
No.
Heading down the stretch here.
No, for sure. That's where we are, and it's part of it. And I think it's we've been spoiled. I think the team and the fans have been spoiled where we've been ready for the playoffs 15, 20, 30 games before the season ends. And you gotta realize that every year there's gonna be 5 to 10 teams gonna battle for the last playoff spot every year, and we're one of them this year, and that's where we are, and we gotta keep making a push.
I know you haven't had much time to savor it yet, the 1,000th game, but how much does it mean to you to not only play 1,000 games, but the fact that you've had the Ironman streak, that you're able to play so many consecutive games within those 1,000 games?
I don't know. It's like you said, I haven't put a lot of thought into it because of the way we've been losing lately. It's been a tough stretch, and it's been a lot of sleepless nights, so I haven't really thought about it. But today, with the way we battle and the way we won this game, it's really nice afterwards to know that we come together as a team, and the way we battled the last week, or it's been a better feeling. So I think it's something you're going to look back at after the season or after your career.
It is like a lot of NHL players see it as one of the most special milestones to achieve that in this league, to get to it.
It's not easy
to get that.
But again, it's I've been caught up in a lot of other things here, so it's
so it just seems kind of insignificant to you right now.
Well, it seems like it's not the most important thing in my mind, so that's where we are. I mean, it's one of those things where a lot of guys can enjoy it because they may be further up in the standings, or things haven't gone the way they have in the last month or so for their team. But here we are. But again, I'm going to look back at this knowing it's special.
How do you think mentally the team has handled all the turmoil this year? Like, whether it's the longest trade, or whether Kessler's going to get traded, whether the coach is going to get fired, GM, when is he going to get fired? All of the things that have surrounded the team.
I mean, we had a tough time there for a while, where we could not get out of the losing streak, and that was tough. But I think the last week, we've shown tremendous team effort. Like, it's just a different feeling where everyone's battling for each other, and it's I think we're playing more aggressively, like we did early in the season, and it's one of those things when you look back at where we were a few weeks ago and up until this week, I still think we stopped being the aggressive kind of team we were, and that's been costing us, but again, we're looking forward.
You wish we could travel back in time and just take away that period.